The leaders of the 2011 Iditarod are on the Yukon. Sebastian Schnula is currently leading mushers in the Iditarod, checking into Grayling at 10:48 this morning, with Hans Gott hot on his trail, checking in only 19 minutes later. Neither has taken their eight-hour break yet. After resting for 8 hours, Hugh Neff, John Baker, Lance Mackey, Ray Reddington Jr., and Martin Boozer have left Anvik and are en route to Grayling. Robert Bunsen has also made it through Anvik and is on his way to Grayling, but has not yet taken his eight-hour stop. Sonny Lindner and Dallas Seavey have also departed Anvik after taking their eight-hour break. Hugh Neff has yet to win a sled dog race, though he's been a strong contender many times. So today's events have a special meaning for him. APRN's trail reporter Tim Bodoni has more.
Usually it's the bell atop Anvik's Episcopal Church that signals the arrival of the first musher into this lower Yukon River community. But this year, the local dogs bark their greetings to the visiting dog team driven by Hugh Neff. Well aware of the prize he had just won, an 8-course gourmet meal cooked on portable camp stoves inside the checkpoint, Neff said what was on his mind, or his stomach.
Me hungry.
He finished signing in and then gave his unique go command to scoot his 12 dogs down to their resting place where they'd spend the next 8 hours.
All right.
Inside, as he tore into his sourdough French toast with blackberry-infused maple syrup, Neff reflected on what he had just accomplished.
Even though people know who I am and I've done a lot of races, I've never actually won anything in a dog mushing race before. I've been given an award, Challenge of the North Award in the Quest, but I've never actually won anything. So to actually accomplish something like that with the dogs is a good feeling. And that's why I think Anvik will always have a special place in my heart, just because this is where it happened first.
The leaderboard of the 2011 Iditarod shifted drastically along the desolate 55-mile stretch of trail from the ghost town of Iditarod to Shagaluk. With the previous race leader Martin Boozer still resting back at Iditarod, Sebastian Schnula decided to forego the checkpoint and press ahead last night. Neff pursued, followed by Boozer, John Baker, Hans Gott, Lance Mackey, and Ray Reddington Jr. Schnula stopped, and Neff took the lead. Meanwhile, Boozer, who had been setting a remarkably fast pace, was slowing down and getting past. Boozer explained at Anvik that it wasn't the dog's fault, but his. He fell asleep a few times on the runners and even fell off the sled. At Anvik, his position had slipped from first to fifth. But with a firm trail on the Yukon lying ahead, Boozer was happy to become a pursuer.
If the river stays like that, it's going to be awesome to have a good trail like that and have maybe some teams in front. I'm the slow team now.
The team of four-time defending champion Lance Mackey continues to dwindle. He arrived at Anvik with only 9 of his original 16 dogs, the smallest team still in the race at that time. Only 2 of those dogs are Iditarod veterans, including the experienced lead dog Rev, who Mackey says he wants to protect and conserve in case he really needs a solid leader down the trail. Assessing his chances from here on out, Mackey insists that he might be down, but he's not out.
And down on numbers, I'm not down. It's hard not to be a little bit discouraged and frustrated even a little bit, because I know how it can be and how perfect it can be. You know, it's a dog race and anything can happen.
As Neff got ready to leave Anvik under the bright Friday afternoon sun, the teams of Sebastian Schnula and Hans Gott were further down the trail, resting at Grayling. It appears that a game of leapfrog the leader is poised to occur up the Yukon. But Neff said that he doesn't care where his team sits on the ranking sheet, at least not yet.
Take my time. I totally don't care about position or whatever. If people want to come flying by me, I love to follow other teams. Until the end, of course. No hurries, no worries.
So long as it remains unseasonably warm, Neff says that he wants to get back on a run schedule that has him doing most of his traveling at night. But with his mandatory 8-hour layover done at Anvik and the sun beating down, it was time to go.
All right, Eddie. All right, let's go. All right.
Reporting from the Iditarod Trail at Anvik, this is Tim Bodoni.